Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Insurance is important. Insurance is really important when you're carrying a mortgage. But according to my next guest, protecting yourself with traditional mortgage insurance is not the way to go. Michael Dutra is the president of Michael Dutra Estate Planning and Insurance, and he joins us now to take us through some of the downsides of traditional mortgage insurance and what you should do instead. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Bruce.
So we got to define the terms here. A lot of people hear mortgage insurance, and they should be thinking mortgage default insurance, like what you need to get if you have a down payment on your home that's less than 20%, it's CMHC. What we're talking about is like mortgage life insurance. So tell us how that product works.
Right. And that's a good starting point. Some people already get the type of insurance confused from the beginning. But when we are talking about mortgage insurance, point number one I like to make is we should stop calling it mortgage insurance. It should be called creditor insurance on your mortgage.
Ah.
And the creditor is either the bank or the lending institution. So this is definitely not mortgage insurance for your family or anything like that. This is insurance for the lender, the bank or financial institution. So a small change in that title would make a big difference, I think, whether or not people actually end up buying it.
And how does the product work?
So creditor insurance on a mortgage, there's kind of like top five reasons I like to say as why you shouldn't be getting this type of insurance. So number one, the bank or lending institution is the beneficiary. So although I agree with getting insurance for a debt, I agree with, you know, doing that, I don't think many people want the bank to be the beneficiary. I think in their mind, they want their family to be the beneficiary. So if something happens to you, there's no money for the family, this is all in the favor of the lender of the money. So that's a huge problem I find as number one.
You said number two, because I've got the list in front of me, is that you're paying for decreasing coverage. And is it as simple as the fact that your mortgage balance should decline over time because you're paying it off every month?
Yes. So as you pay your mortgage off every single month, obviously it's going down a little bit incrementally. However, your premiums for this type of insurance do not decrease with the decreasing mortgage. So at the beginning, maybe your mortgage is $1 million and you're paying X amount, but after 5 or 10 years, your mortgage might be $600,000, yet you're still paying the same amount you were, you know, 10 or 20 years ago.
You don't love the fact that portability can be an issue. Tell us how that works here. I mean, we know what portability means. If you're moving from house to house on your mortgage, how does it work with mortgage insurance?
So you don't actually own this insurance. This insurance is attached to the mortgage. So if you ever decide to switch your mortgage or leave your bank, you're not going to have to apply for new quote unquote mortgage insurance, and you're going to be older. It's going to cost you more. Mm-hmm. So every time you make that change, you're basically redoing this whole process.
Right. Post-claim underwriting is your fourth issue. Why do you bring that up?
This might be the most serious out of all five. Post-claim underwriting means if something happens to, you know, one of the spouses, mom or dad, and they pass away, the underwriting is done at that point, meaning there is still a risk that the insurance doesn't actually cover the mortgage. Perhaps if you forgot to say you had a heart issue on the application or something like that, you still are at risk and you don't find out until it's too late.
Right. Whereas with traditional insurance, you do the blood work, you do the health check. And if you've got an underlying condition, they just won't give you the insurance, but you know that, and you go back and get a more expensive policy, or you just know that you're living without. Whereas in this case, you won't know that you didn't, air quotes, qualify until the time that you actually need it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's expensive. What would be the framework for how, so say you're insuring a mortgage, I don't know, 500 grand, ballpark monthly cost on that.
It's definitely, if these 4 points haven't sold you already, it's going to be more expensive. So it depends on your age and that sort of thing. But because the pool of people paying into this is a lot less than a traditional life insurance company, there's a lot less resources, so they have to charge more. So it's going to be more than the real way you should be doing it anyways.
Yeah. The real way, this is like the longest lead up in history, but you advocate for term, buying a term life insurance policy that has an amount that is sufficient to cover the mortgage. Is that correct?
Yes. Term life insurance is the original way you should be covering it. It is the only way you should be covering your mortgage.
So let's put that into context here. I don't know if you can do an apples to apples for me here, but let's say I bought a term life policy for 500 grand and mentally, just to simplify, I'm only doing that so that my surviving spouse and kid will have that mortgage paid out. So that's for someone who's 40 years old is X dollars a month. If you were to compare apples to apples on mortgage insurance, what would be the, what's the simple way to think about the difference?
Well, number one, with the term life insurance, your family is the beneficiary.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that screams to go this way then versus the other way.
Yeah. And then they could clear the mortgage. They could invest that 500 grand in crypto. They could pay my gambling debts. They've got all the choice in the world. Whereas if it's mortgage insurance, they have no choice.
For sure. Gambling debts, number one, take care of that. Certainly invest it all into crypto. That's recommendation number two.
Of course.
But your family gets the money in a tax-free check. So if someone passes away, 500,000 gets paid tax-free to the family. And now they can decide what is the best use of this money. Because if you lose a parent, it doesn't always make sense to rush and pay down the mortgage. There's other financial needs that are immediate. So,
In today's interest rate environment, you actually wouldn't, I don't think you would pay down the mortgage.
Exactly.
But can you give me this apples to apples comparison? Like a term life policy for 500 grand for an individual, say you're only insuring the main breadwinner, they're 40 years old today. Is that like $100 a month or so?
No, it would be like, say for a female, it's under $40 a month.
For term?
For term 20, $500,000.
Gotcha. And what would it be for, what would mortgage insurance be for 500 grand to make the comparison?
It's going to be more. I'm going to say 20, 30% more, if not even more than that.
Got
like
it.
It's completely worth doing the term. It will.
One of the hard parts about the mental math is 20 to 30% more when the dollar ring is $40 doesn't seem like much. Even double doesn't seem like much. Like I'm just talking about the math as it's presented. You really have to think about the absolute dollars don't mean much. The percentage value might, but it's still a rounding error.
It could be. So if you're paying $40 and let's say the mortgage insurance is 50 or 60. I mean, even if it was the same price, the other reasons I already stated, it makes way more sense to do it. So even if it's, you know, $5-$10 a month cheaper, hey, you're saving $10 a month, 120 a year times 20 years, 2,400. So it does add up over that 20-year term.
The other thing that we haven't talked about, but it would seem there's a level of simplicity that a proper amount on term life gives you, because if you do mortgage insurance and you, first of all, and you have a kid, you're going to need term life anyway, because you're going to want to insure for the earning power of that breadwinner who's deceased.
Exactly. So you're going to most likely have term insurance anyways. You might as well include the mortgage value in the total amount of term insurance you have for your children.
Now, you're biased. It's what you sell. Who sells mortgage insurance? Is it direct to bank, or do traditional insurance providers also sell this product?
No, there are some insurance, I believe, providers that do offer it. Certainly any mortgage company, certainly banks, but it is still offered as a product by a lot of companies, to my surprise. So it's still around. And unfortunately, the name, whoever coined it, mortgage insurance, I think that sounds better to cover your mortgage than term life insurance does. So they win in that battle.
Gotta love the marketers, eh?
Gotta love the marketers.
Yeah. Michael, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Michael Dutra is president of Michael Dutra Estate Planning and Insurance. And our conversation was about the difference between mortgage life insurance versus mortgage default insurance, mortgage life insurance, and the downsides of that particular product, in Michael's view, versus another option, which would be a term life policy. So lots to think about on that front.